First pitch, high and tight, ball one to Lemon, who leads things off. Second pitch off the plate with a fastball. It's 2-0.
I'm probably taking right here. We got to have base running.
Miss low. The count is 3-0.
Yeah, you
definitely taking here.
Taking
in a 6-4 game. We're trailing in the bottom of the seventh. Got to get two runs. 3-0 to Lemon, who's 2-for-3 in this game. We've got an RBI to go with it on a ground out. And there's the first strike, 3-1. Win. Trying to close it out. He would actually be the winning pitcher in this one.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Hard hit, but to the shortstop. And he bobbled it. He didn't want any part of that one. He kind of backed up on the ball. And it worked out for Talisi as we got a base runner. The tying run comes to the plate, and Taunton.
It sounds crazy because that ball was hit hard, but that's the ball you got to come and get.
Yeah. Took a kind of funny hop on him.
Yeah, you got to come get that ball.
Limited at first.
That's what you need right there. You got to have base runners anyway.
Taunton coming to the plate. He's 1-for-3. And that ball's going to get by and down to second goes Lemon. Now, obviously, we're not thinking any kind of sacrifice. We've got to get two runs.
You got to get two. A sacrifice here don't do you any good.
No, we're playing the rally here. 1-0 is the count. Wynn struggling a little bit to find the strike zone.
Hey, you got a 3-2 if you could.
1-0 pitch. Hit him. First and second. Hit batsman, puts him at first and second, and the batter now is Webster.
Yeah, that's a start you need right there. So.
Chase Webster, 0-for-3 in this game. Love to see him hit another one off the fence out there like he did in game one.
Just missed it game one.
Time is called. We might have a pitching change, or at least a little powwow is going to be done.
Yeah, keep him in. He'll get him.
A little encouragement there.
Yes. Visit Coach Derek Stevens of Munford to the mound. They're going to stick with their guy.
Come on, Wayne, put your bat on.
Talisi down 6-4, but runners at first and second here in the bottom of the seventh. And Chase Webster at the plate. Goodman's on deck. He will assume Whittington's spot in the order. He's going to bunt. Of course, if he can move the runners.
Yeah, I mean, that's not,
Yeah, you move the runners and you move them in the scoring position, both
wrong.
Of them.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that right there for sure. I mean, we know how hard Chase can hit a baseball, but you're thinking about your best chances to win a game or tie this game up right here. So.
No one. He's bunting again, and he fouled it. The thing, too, about Chase now, if he could get one down, I don't know if we take it off now.
Yeah.
But he's pretty fast.
No,
he's coming off the left
he?
Side of the box, too. If he gets a good bunt down, he might beat it out for a single.
Right.
But now with 0-2. I think he might take that sign off. He's hit too foul down the third base side.
Yeah, you got to swing away right here.
Yeah, trying to lay it down at least, but I think he's probably swinging. We'll see. 0-2 off the plate outside 1-2. Got to do something to move him over. Maybe even a ground ball to the right side or something away from any kind of double play or force out. Good pitch for strike three. And there's the first out of the seventh and a strikeout. Beautiful curveball.
That was a great pick.
Whittington being pinch hit for in this spot by Goodman. He hasn't had a lot of at-bats
this year. He probably hadn't had a lot of bats at the varsity level. It might be a bunt right here just to try to get the next man up.
And he is going to try, and he's going to put a good one down. I think they bobbled it. The only play will be the first. They threw it away.
Oh, my gosh.
And run a scored. They're waving. Now they're going to hold Tom.
You got to hold him out there.
They threw it away at first, the first baseman. And we're at 6-5 with runners at second and third and one out. Goodman lays it down, and we get a break.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And he'll get the courtesy runner for him at second. You've got Taunton, pretty good speed at third, and an opportunity for Bri Hathcock. Now, the thing is, we're playing to win this game. We got one out. We don't want to just tie it. Of course, we'll take it right now, but we would rather win it right here in walk-off fashion.
We'll see what we do right here. I mean, like you're saying, a squeeze is just going to tie it.
Here's Hathcock. Don't know. I assume he's swinging away here. We're trying to get a base hit to score,
too. Connor's got an aggressive lead down here at third. So.
Fastball. They're going to throw back behind him. He got away now. He can come home. Here he comes. And we're tied. Two runs to tie to rally here in the seventh by the Tigers. 6-6 now. The winning run is 90 feet away. And Hathcock, now you got a squeeze situation potentially.
But I've said it about Tallahassee baseball. I do not understand why you ever do that right there. But
Timmerman is running for Goodman at third. Yeah, not a wise move to throw behind the runner, because if you don't get him and something like that happens, we see what happens. Breaking pitch, not a good swing by Hathcock. 1-1.
Well, you ain't got to press right here. Just put the ball in play hard somewhere.
Yeah, got to get the ball in play. They got the infield in. 1-1 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike two. Goff on deck. It did hit him, he says, and the umpire says it did not. Breaking pitch, he thought hit him, and the umpire disagrees.
It could have been a strike. I mean, it was
2-2 is the count. You know, I thought we might squeeze here with him as much as he sat tonight, but now we got a 2-2, and he's going to be swinging away. Did not show bunt at one time in this at bat. That one hit his bat when he threw it behind him. Unbelievable. The ball was behind his neck, and it hit the bat on the backside. It is a strike, foul ball. 2-2, the count remains.
I mean, lucky the ball don't go in play right there. I mean, you know.
2-2, we'll do it again. One out, a 6-6 game at the bottom of the seventh.
That's it.
Popped him up right side. Foul ground. Good tag, but it's not deep enough. And there's out number two. It's going to take a two-out hit by Cash Goff. Are we going to extras?
Had a tough first game, but he's done well this game. So,
A big hit in this game. He's hoping to come through here. Yeah, 1-for-3. Let's see if he can produce here with a chance for the second round of the playoffs. And he fouled a curveball off strike one.
That's a good first pitch here.
Of course, Mumford back to his normal defense now with two outs.
Yeah.
Chopper going to have to hustle. Second base comes up to get it. Throw to first. He's safe. And the game is over. Tallahassee wins. They put him off the bag at first. An error on a throw. And Tallahassee's moving to the second round. But here come the coaches saying he held his ground. There's no appeal. He's the first base umpire.
Right. You can appeal to the home plate, but, I mean, it's not.
I don't know. He has a better angle than he did. I think that's your ball game.
That's it.
They're shaking hands. Yeah. It is. Tallahassee has won it 7-6. What a couple of ball games. What a rally in the seventh as they come back and get the W here in Mumford. A sweep and two great one-run wins for the Tigers.
Way to go, Mumford!
Well, tough for Mumford fans. They were all into it. We were told they would be a wild, raucous crowd. They have been that. It's been a great atmosphere here. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up with our HDD broadband player of the game after this on WTLS Score 94 and Hit 106.